It will be a fool's paradise in Ann Arbor this weekend. The annual Fool Moon and Festa Fools parades will flood the downtown streets on Friday and then on Sunday with giant papier-mâché puppets and hundreds of handmade lanterns. Festa Fools will celebrate its 10th anniversary this year. This quirky tradition has grown from a project by U of M students to a community-wide effort in pursuit of silliness. Current state producer April Van Buren took a peek behind the curtain to learn more about what it takes to pull off this fool's errand.
The students in Diane Van Dorn's class at the Ann Arbor Open School hunch over their tables with spools of metal wire and packing tape. They're hard at work this morning, building luminaries for Friday's Fool Moon Parade.
Well, we're using wire and different tapes to make a sturdy 3D creation. And then we're going over with a thicker tape. And then we'll be using tissue paper to make it be colorful.
That's fifth grader Ellie Stolo. It's her second year working on projects for Fool Moon and its sister event, Festa Fools. So she's pretty much a pro now.
This year for Fool Moon, it's a metamorphosis theme. So we are making a panda turning into a snail.
A panda turning into a snail. How'd you come up with that idea?
Well, last year I made a panda. My friend made a snail creature thing. So we decided to combine our two creations.
Around the room, there are wire outlines of butterflies and skulls and suns turning into moons, all tied into this year's theme.
Metal or more fools? Ask him. He knows how to pronounce this stuff.
The hymn that student Kira Stelmack is referring to is Mark Tucker. He's the art director for the Lloyd Hall Scholars Program at the University of Michigan. And he's also the mastermind behind Festa Fools. I meet up with Mark and president of Wonderful Productions, Sherry Brown, at Mark's studio across the street from the stadium. Hanging from the ceiling above us are dozens of giant, colorful papier-mâché puppets. There's a 20-foot-long dragon, a zebra head, and a large dinosaur skeleton with a sign that says, "Please don't feed the exhibit."
And we hauled him out one April Fool's at about 6 o'clock in the morning and marched him through downtown and over the highway, overpasses, and into businesses. We left Elvis on a corner. So we took 3 or 4 or 5 of these things out. And it was so early in the morning, I don't think we were quite awake yet. But we had a blast.
Festa Fools is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. But Mark Tucker says the inspiration for it started a little earlier than that.
Well, I think it might have happened when I was like in 5th grade in Mr. Way's art class when he took two of us aside, my friend Mark Robinson and I, and he gave us cleared out a little broom closet and let us work on a special art project together. And so I was thinking about this the other day and saying, you know what, I think it's those special people that come out and help you when you're really young and get the imagination stoked that you forget about later on when you get to be ancient like me. But they're really important, and I realize that when we go into the schools now and work with the kids, that it may seem peripheral to what we're doing, but it's actually pretty central. And so, you know, fast forward several years now, and 10 years ago, Festa Fools grew out of a love that I kept up with the arts and have done professionally when I was the art director for the Michigan Thanksgiving Parade, building giant parade floats, going to Italy and working on papier-mâché projects with professional artists. All of this has led to the aesthetic that we now call Festa Fools, that we put on for 1 hour every year around April Fool's Day.
And Sherry, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about how this moved from sort of a U of M class to such a big community event where you guys have projects all over the city in schools and dining rooms. How did it grow into what it is today?
When Mark started this, one of the pieces that came to be was a community member steering committee to help build this community component that Mark was talking about. And from that came the Wonderful Productions. So we helped create Fool Moon, which was designed to bring in other elements of the community who really didn't have opportunities to participate in Festa Fools, but could help us build Fool Moon and provide resources for Festa Fools.
And Mark, I'm wondering, what was that first Festa Fools like? What do you remember most from that day?
Well, I definitely remember Sherry was in the crowd, the first year. I remember that people actually showed up for it. We had no idea, we'd done, some advertising about it, but what was it going to be? We didn't know. And actually, the magic was when these kind of inanimate, large-scale, three-dimensional kinetic sculptures came out onto the street. It wasn't until the audience interaction came in that they turned into these animated puppets, right? And I can't explain that magic, but it happens every year now. I have students who have never seen the event. They're freshmen. They're coming from out of state. Now their parents fly in, to see it because they don't realize until they get out in the street that it's like this giant Ouija board. The thing starts moving and taking on a character of its own. And that is always fun to see, and we never know how that's going to unfold on the street.
I was wondering sort of what you think this means to the community, or how it's impacted the community in the 10 years that it's been running.
Well, first of all, it's a function of our geography in some ways, the thrill that we have when we emerge from winter where people have sort of hunkered down and spent time with maybe their smaller group of friends and families, and this is where we all come out and publicly share our emergence in, in an exuberant, boisterous, kind of celebratory way. So it's part of a function of living in Michigan. It really celebrates our geography and our place. It also celebrates Ann Arbor. I'm a third generation Ann Arborite. This is who we think we are.
How do you hope to see this evolve in the future, in the next 10 years? What do you want it to look like 10 years from now?
Let's see. I'd like to be holding that microphone. You're in here doing it. That's a really good question. And I think to some degree we think a little bit into the future. And in some ways we can't control it. Like I said, because of the community involvement now, it has a life. Has a life of its own. And in some ways we follow it, just as much as we lead it. Personally, creatively, aesthetically, I have some aspirations for it to become a little larger, a little bigger than it is in terms of scale, so that when it's on the street, it resonates a little bigger. But that's a personal desire, and so that would mean bigger space, bigger budgets, bigger everything. But that's the artist who can't quite keep anything inside a box,
It's that out-of-the-box thinking that's kept Festa Fools going for 10 years now. And fifth grader Ellie Stolo has a pretty good idea about what compels people to build giant papier-mâché puppets and parade them down the streets of Ann Arbor every April.
It's just a silly creation, and it's really funny to see everyone else's creations.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.